Jerry Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
Money for Old Gold. Oh, ma'am, all I did was go in the front room looking for my post office savings book. I must have opened the wrong drawer.
Yes, my drawer. And you threw everything all over the floor. The place was like a pigsty.
You must have felt at home.
What?
I didn't know she was in. At home. When I opened the drawer.
Now listen to me. Susan said she caught you prying into her post office book.
I wasn't. When I looked in the drawer, the book accidentally fell out. Open. Went right into my hands.
You'll have to think of a better one than that.
Well, let me see. How about the door was open and the draft blew Susan's boot?
Don't try to be funny. You were looking to see how much money I had in my book.
I was not. I don't care if you've got £25 in the post office.
But I haven't got £25 in the post office.
No, but I have. He's been in my drawer as well.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Was yours the one with the hymn book and the postal bingo slip?
Oh, you're asking for it, my lad. It's a wonder you haven't been looking in my savings book.
I don't know where you keep it.
What?
I don't know where you keep mine.
Look, it's in that little drawer there.
Oh, my own drawer? My own little drawer? Isn't that nice? I think I'll call it Herbert.
Now, listen here, my lad. This is my last warning. If you don't want real trouble on your hands, you'll do something about this poking and prying into drawers.
Oh, well, Grandad, I'll stick a little notice on mine. Jim's drawer, private. Keep your big colt out.
Not buying any work.
I don't know. What are you selling?
I'm not selling anything.
Hello, there's somebody else at the door. What are you selling, my man?
Me? Oh, no, Jim. I'm not selling nothing. You're getting confiscated.
It's not a man. It's Mr. Whittle.
Stop making suggestive remarks about my masculine agenda. No, Jim, I'm not your door-to-door salesman flogging insurance politics and encyclopedicals. Mind you, my old dad did once try being a peddler, because that's what they called salesmen in his days, but he wasn't peddling for long.
Well, why, what happened?
Somebody pinched his bike. Hey, Jim, is your granddad in?
No, he's my dad's at house with me, Mum. To the evergreen grocers and the confectioners. You want to wait for him?
Oh, no, Jim. Saturday's the morning I've reserved for my errands as well. I've got a list of shopping as long as your granddad's tongue when he's waiting for his first pint. Look, he gave me this old coin to get it valuated for him.
Did he ever get it back, Mr. Whittle?
Well, he will. I brought it back for him, like I just said, to give him. Look, Jim, it's a half sovereign.
Is it anything like a penny farthing?
Sorry, I'll be no savvy.
I mean, you'd have bite that got pinched. If it was a long time ago, it could have been a penny farthing. I've never heard of a bite called a half sovereign, though. And anyway, isn't Mr. Sinclair a bit old to be riding a bike? Oh, but he couldn't. It was stolen years ago, wasn't it?
Your brain?
Yeah, no. Mr. Dabble's wit. Mr. Whittle's dab bike. Oh, I'm going to ring Susan at the office and see what time she's finishing work.
Poor old Alfie. What a tragedy. His brain huddled.
Yeah, it's what you call an uncompassed mental. Do you want to leave that coin with me, Mr. Whittle?
No, Jim. I want to shove it back in this drawer here where it belongs. Put it in my drawer, Whittle. If I'm not in, I'll no account give it to my prying grandson. Them were his very destructions. Oh, that's better. Am I glad to relieve myself?
Well, now you you shoved it in his drawer, is there any matter?
Look, you just tell him Harold Riley says he'll give him £5 for the half sovereign, which is more than he'll get in a shop, and I'll be down to call for Pete at 2 p.m. to take him for our usual Saturday lunchtime constituency at the local hostelry. Have you got that?
I hope not. But if I have, I'm sure the doctor can give me something for it. Now, come on, Whatler. Just repeat everything you said. Now, this time in English. Now, off you go.
Hey,
is this half sovereign made of gold like Mr. Whittle said?
I think so. That's why it should be worth £5.
Right, well, here you are. Put it back in the envelope.
Give me your coat, Pat. I'll hang it up.
Oh, heck, the back. Give me that envelope. You shouldn't have taken it out of the drawer.
Oh, hello, Alfie. Susan's just come home for an early lunch. What's that you're stuffing in your pocket?
I don't know. Jimmy hasn't told me.
I mean, our Jimmy. It was an envelope, wasn't it?
Yes, it wasn't. I mean, it was Ozzie, Mum. You know, he's always sending me notes in envelopes.
But that wasn't from Ozzie. It was from Mr. Almanag.
I'm always tripping over your leg, Alfie. It's getting nearly as big as your mouth.
Well, I'm just going to see to our Susan's lunch.
Well, it's all wrong, this working weekend as well, Susan. It's about time you got married. Hey, Alfie?
Yes, Mr. Sinclair, I'll marry you. You heard, I mean, Susan, Jimmy's granny, sister. Hello, Susan.
You were right, Alfie. It is my sister, looking just like my granny.
Shut up, you. Alfie, I've got to have an early lunch and get back to the office. Will you do me a favour?
Yeah, come in the front room and tell me what you want doing.
Well, on the way upstairs and get changed before lunch. Harry Whittle's coming for me at 2 o'clock.
You're right, Granny Sinclair. What do you want, Susan?
These youth club bills in my handbag. I promised to leave them at the vicarage this morning. The vicar's seeing the accountant at noon. Now I've got to get straight back to work. Would you take them for me?
Yes, Susan. I'll go right away on my bike.
I'll come with you, Alfie. I want to see the vicar as well about me joining the church choir.
I don't be jap. You were in the choir before, and the vicar said you were awful.
I know, that's why I want to see him again about it. He might pay me 10 pence to forget the idea.
Shut up, you fool. I'll see you later, beloved.
I've just told you, sweetheart, I'm coming with you.
Get lost, Menace.
Now, sister dear, don't get all this up. If you do, you'll steam your eyelashes off.
Oh, he is rude. And look at the state he's left this room in. I'd better tidy it up while Mother's making my lunch. I think I'll start with the floor and work my way up.
Oh, heck. That blinking coin must be somewhere. Can you see anything under the sideboard, Alfie?
Yes, Jimmy.
Oh, good. What?
Fluff.
Fluff? Did it drop out of your head?
No, it was already here. You can come back out. I won't help you to find a blooming penny farthing bath sovereign.
I'm sorry, Alfie. Now, look, the last time we saw it was when my mum came in the room and I stuffed the envelope in my pocket. Now then, where could it be?
It's there on the table.
Oh, good, is it? Not the envelope, the coin, you twit. Hurry up and find it before somebody comes in.
But we don't know it is in here. You could have lost it anywhere between here and the vicarage.
Well, we've got to start somewhere. Look under the bureau again.
Oh, it's dark under here. I can't see.
Well, strike a match. Make a torch. Set fire to your tie.
Now, listen, you. One more crack and I'll give you such a... Oh, my head!
What the devil? Alfie, what are you doing behind the door on your hands and knees?
I'm looking for you. For your Jimmy.
What? But he's standing right behind you.
Oh, so he is. thanks for helping me to find him.
Right, I'll just set the table for Luke. What's Alfie doing down there?
It's a game, Mum. Hunt the...
What are you hunting for, Alfie?
I don't know.
You don't know? Then how do you expect to find it?
Come on, Pat. I haven't much time for my lunch. Harry Whittle will be here at 2 o'clock.
And I'll be in hospital at 1:30.
What?
Sorry, it's only 1:30. That clock's fast, I think. Oh, we've got plenty of time for lunch. Come on, Alfie.
Where do you think you're going?
Oh, I've no idea. He usually tells me on the way.
Well, now, I don't think we gave the vicar the right message from our Susan, so we'll just pop round to the vicarage. Right, Alfie, get your blinking bike started and let's be off.
Hello there, you two.
Oh, heck, Mr. Whittle calling for me granddad. If we don't stop him going in that house, you've had it, Alfie.
Oh, yes, well, what shall I... Yeah, I won't have had it, but you will, right across your behind. I hope he's coming over.
If you'd offer a spin, don't let me hold up the procedure. I'm just popping in your humble abode to drag your granddad off to those licentious premises known as the Rose and Crown.
Oh, were you expecting to find him in the house, then?
Yeah, but of course, that's what I said when I called this morning and left that half sovereign. I always pick him up here Saturday after lunch. We've been doing it since time immoral.
Oh, yes, I know. It's just that my granddad said something about Harry Whittle and 2 o'clock and the Rose and Crown. Like as if he could be meeting you there. Didn't he, Alfie?
Did he? Well, when we left the living room just now, he had gone out.
Brilliant, Alfie.
Yeah? He'd gone upstairs to be on my legs.
Twitted, Alfie. My granddad always goes upstairs on the bus, Mr. Whittle.
The bus? But it's only 10 minutes walk to the pub. 5 if you've got a real thirst on. And what's he playing at in his old age? If you ask me, he's going a bit saline.
Yes, he's getting a bit forgetful. Last week, when he had an early night, he took the wrong turning at the top of the stairs and we found him in my mum's bed with her nightie on.
Oh, now, Jim. I think you're exaggerating a bit. Anyway, I've got this letter to post, so I think I'll go straight down to the Rose and Crown to wet the stamp. There's a pillar box outside the pub. Very handy for propping drunks up against.
Alfie, will you stop moaning and look under the vicar's bootcase?
I must be mad. You fancy letting you talk me into climbing in the vicar's window like a burglar. Why do I listen to you? What makes me act a daft?
I don't know, but it works every time.
Yeah, what?
Look, Alfie, it's all right. We're only after me granddad's half sovereign. It's not our fault the vicar's out. We rang the bell and banged the door.
Oh, it's still wrong. Anyway, let's find the blooming thing and get out of here before the vicar comes back.
Who's in there?
He'll have to be quick, Alfie.
Oh, that's the vicar.
Alfred Horn. And you, James.
Hello, sir. Your worship, reverence. I thought you were out.
Yes, evidently. I was merely having a nap before preparing my sermon. What are you doing in my study?
Looking for money. I mean...
What? You mean you came here to steal?
No, not your money. Ours. Well, not mine. Jimmy's. Well, not his, really. It's his granddad's, but he lost it. Not his granddad lost it. I mean, Jimmy did, but it isn't his. Jimmy, not his granddad.
Alfred, you are talking absolute nonsense. James, can you explain?
Yes, it's because his brain can't keep up with his mouth.
I beg your pardon.
Mind, me granddad said when Alfie was a baby, he swallowed a record player. And ever since, he's had a long, plain tongue.
Don't be facetious, boy. Now, why are you here?
I came with Alfie.
Well, I can see that, but why did you come breaking into my home?
Maybe it's all his fault, Vicar. He made me break in the window. Well, not break it, because it was open. But he made me do it, because if his granddad finds out that he took his... Oh, my legs!
Sorry, Alfie. It's true, Vicar. I made him come here because, you want to marry our Susan, don't you, Alfie?
Oh, yes, I do. No, I don't. Well, I do, but I didn't want to tell the vicar about it.
You mean you don't want the vicar to marry you?
Yeah, well, no, but I do, but not now. I mean, not today.
Oh, very well, Alfred. When do you want to get married?
I don't know. Well, I want to. Anytime. I mean, I would tomorrow, but we have to save, and it's up to Susan and her mum. No, not to save, to say she will. Well, Susan, she will. Mum, I can to say. In about a year, I hope.
And you broke in, disturbing my rest, to tell me that. Will you kindly leave at once?
Yeah, but Vicky, you don't understand.
No, I certainly don't. Now, please go, Alfred. I have a sermon to prepare on the virtues of tolerance and understanding, and I am in grave danger of losing my faith in both. Close the window as you leave.
There you are, Alfie. You've upset him now.
Me? You're a literal devil. I've a good mind to thump you.
No, Alfred. Remember the virtues of tolerance and understanding.
Gosh, you're all. I'm not looking anywhere else for your blinking coin.
There's nowhere else to look. I'll just have to get £5 out of me post office savings and give it to Mr. Whittle. He can tell me Grandad he sold the coin for him. Come on, we'll go home and get me post office book.
Your man's been putting that away for you to spend on your holidays.
If I don't pay me Grandad for his coin, I'll be spending my holidays in hospital. He'll break every bone in me sit upon.
Is that cloak right, Parrot?
Yes, Father, it's 2:30.
I don't understand where Whittle can have got to. He's always here by 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Right, Alfie, I'll just get me... Oh, hello, Mum, Grandad. Alfie, Mum, and Grandad are here.
I'd never thought I'd fancy you being here.
Well, why not? We live here, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know, but we were hoping you weren't so Jimmy could get... But how me lag? And I mean, we were hoping you were here.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
So Alfie could say hello.
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Sinclair and Mum. Get me, Mrs.
Oh, go and get...
Father!
look, why don't you go and ring Mr. Whittle's landlady? Perhaps he's not well or something.
Aye, I think I will, Pat. You could be right. It's not like Harry to be late.
I suppose you two haven't seen anything of Mr. Whittle, have you?
Who? Us? Oh, today you mean?
Of course I mean today.
Well, he wasn't at the Vicar's, was he, Alfie?
Oh, no, he wasn't there. He was going to the Rose and Crown. Oh,
Alfie means he was going to the Rose and Crown with me grandad, but he hasn't come yet. Is that kettle boiling, Mum?
Oh? The kettle? No, I haven't got it on.
Oh, I thought I heard a whistle. It must be me grandad.
I didn't hear anything. Did you, Alfie?
No. Maybe it was whistling quiet so you wouldn't hear. he was, I mean.
Yeah. Man, it's a good idea. I could do with a cup of tea.
Good. I mean, you should have one, Mum.
Oh, thank you very much. I've got to do the washing up anyway.
Would you like me to wash up for you? Bow me leg.
No thanks, Alfie.
You twit. I wanted her out of the room so I could get me post office book out of the drawer here.
I'm sorry, Jim. I thought without thinking.
Now tell me something new. Come on, let's get to the post office.
I don't understand it. Whittle left his digs over 30 minutes ago. Oh, I'm going to the pub without him.
You can't do that.
Why?
I mean, Mr. Whittle might be on his way now.
Ah, well, your mother can tell him I've gone. I have to see the captain of the darts team before 3. I better match with the brown cow. I'll just tell her I'm going.
Right, come on, Alfie. We've got to get there before me grandad.
But is he going to the post office?
No, we're going to the Rose and Crown.
But you don't drink. I mean, you too. You don't get children out allowed in pubs.
No, but clocks are. So you go in. You've got to get Mr. Whittle out of there before me grandad arrives, or we've had it.
Look, Alfie, do you want a pint or not?
Oh, no, I don't drink pint.
Well, have a half, then.
No, thanks, Mr. Whittle. I didn't come in the pub to have a drink.
Oh, what did you come in for? Have your trousers pressed and ventilated?
Oh, no, my mum does that. I didn't know the pressed trousers. You're having me on, aren't you?
even in there.
Hello. Do I deflect the dulcet tones of Jim, my favourite juni vile?
Yes, Mr. Whittle. Has Alfie told you about me grandad yet?
Well, he told me a few things, but I didn't quite get the draft of his conversions. you know, he's sometimes a bit difficult to comprehend.
Oh, you're right there, Lar. He's not always into Lelly Jelly Baby. Look, Mr. Whittle, were you waiting for me grandad?
You know, I've been here half an hour expectorating him.
Ah, well, when he spoke to us, he mentioned the brown cow, didn't he, Alfie?
Oh, your grandad, yes. He said he was going to play darts with a cow. A brown one. It's a pub, not a cow.
Oh, dearie me. You mean we got our arrangements entangulated?
Well, I can't be certain, because I don't know what it means, but he definitely mentioned the brown cow.
Oh, well, I'd better drink up and me dander down there, tutti frutti, as the French say.
You know children aren't allowed in here.
We're going. Keep your apron on.
What does he want here?
A double lemonade and one for Alfie. With water in his.
You can't drink lemonade in a bar.
Well, give us a pint of whiskey and two straws. Come on, Alfie. Let's get to the post office before they run out of money. Ta-ra, Mr. Whittle. Mister, can I have some money, please?
All right, sonny, calm down. Let me see your book.
Here you are, Jimmy Clitheroe. That's me.
Yes, well, you have £5.10 in your account.
That's what I made it as well.
Well, I'm glad we agree.
Right, well, I'll have £5 out and leave all the rest in.
You sure you want to leave the whole £10 in?
Yeah, because my mum said if I leave money in the post office, you give me more money.
Yes, we give you interest.
Well, I'll leave the £10 in all the time and come for the interest every Saturday.
Well, I don't think I can work out the interest on £10 for 1 week.
Well, don't just stand there. Go and get somebody that can.
Don't be cheeky.
Oh, is he with you, sir?
No, he's with me. He only came to see if you want any stamps licking.
Yes, well, you fill in this form, sonny, and your parent signs it there.
Parent?
Yes, your parent has to sign it, since you are a minor.
Don't be daft. I don't work down a mine. I'm still at school.
You don't appear to have learnt much.
Well, listen who's talking. You can't even work out interest.
Jimmy, will you stop talking to the gentleman like that?
All right, our father. All right, Dad.
You are?
The gentleman said you have to sign the form here, Dad.
I'm not signing it. If you don't, my granddad will murder you for losing his half sovereign.
Me? You lost it. You lost it.
I couldn't have lost it if you hadn't taken it out of the drawer first.
Sir, are you going to sign this form? There are other people waiting.
All right, I'll sign it. There you are.
Thank you, sir. Just a minute. This book belongs to James Clitheroe, doesn't it?
Of course it does. That's me. I'm him.
And you're the boy's father, sir?
I suppose so. Yes, I am.
Well, I think you'd better both clear off before I get the police. Here, take your book and your form.
Oh, Flo! I want me mum. Oh, no. You great big twit, Alfie.
What? Oh.
Your brain upside down. You've signed the blinking form, Alfie Hall.
For the last time, I'm not giving you £5, Jimmy Clitheroe. The vicar thinks I'm getting married, Mr. Whittle thinks I'm a boozer, and the both of his mums said I'm a pretty
nut. Yes, but I like you, Alfie. Even if you are a boozy criminal.
I'll thump you. I wouldn't give you 5 rotten pence.
Yeah, here's the lying young hound, Harry.
Oh, hello, Grandad. Hello. Alfie's taking me for a run on his bike. The Isle of Man.
The only place you're going is bed.
And you've been sleeping on your stomach when I've finished with you.
Oh, no, no, priest. This is England, where you're premused innocent until you're provocated guilty. Give the lad a chance to speak. He might have a perfectly good explanation.
That's right, Mr. Whittle. Well, nearly. Give me a chance, Grandad. And 10 minutes start.
You lied to me, and you lied to Harry.
No, I didn't lie, Grandad. I just forgot to tell the truth.
That's right, Mrs. Sinclair. Not forgot, but what he said was true. It was what he didn't say that was a lie. I mean, he told lies without speaking. But no, not told them. They didn't tell them lies, I mean. He told the truth, but that was a lie, because he wasn't telling the lies. But no, I mean...
Alfie! Belt up before you tie your tongue in a knot. Now, look, Jim, just hand over your granddad's half-sovereign, and I'm sure he'll glass over your prefabrications.
I can't. I've lost it.
What?
I'm sorry, Grandad. I was only looking at it, and I must have dropped it somewhere.
That does it. Not only lying, but taking other people's property as well. I'll skin the hide off of you.
Father, what's all the shouting for?
It sounds like a rugby match.
Yes, and I knew who's going to be kicked over the crossbar.
I'm sorry, Pat, but this wee devil got my half-seven from Harry and he's lost it.
Oh, just a minute, Grandad. Excuse me, Mother, while I open that drawer. Is this your coin, Grandad?
Aye, that's it, Susan.
I found it on the floor here when I tied it up at lunchtime.
Well, of all the rotten... Just think of the trouble I've had, and it's all your fault, Scraggy Neck.
You cheeky monkey.
And you were going to murder me, Grandad. I didn't lose your mouldy coin. So I'll accept your apology and 10 pence.
You'll accept my slipper across your backside.
What?
You still lied. You still disobeyed me. You took my property. And you want 10 pence and an apology?
Forget the apology, Grandad. The 10 pence will do. Grandad, no, don't. I'm only kidding. It was Alfie who took it out of the drawer. Get out. Help, ma'am. Alfie, somebody, anybody, help.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Brian Truman as the other pup. The program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, believe it or not, but I didn't get smacked. But I've never been so near. Mr. Whittle saved me. Just as me grandad pulled me across his knee, Mr. Whittle said he ought to smack Alfie as well. He said, after all, Pete, Alfie did take the coin out of the drawer. He's what the legalistic paternity call unnecessary after the fact.